I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we look at events on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Kathy, there's a lot happening this weekend. Let's start with the Multicultural Festival. This sounds like a total experience event.
It is. They have all kinds of things going on. It's going to be Saturday all day, 10 to 4, at Cape Cod Community College. And it starts off with a parade of flags. All kinds of people from different cultures are going to be coming in. And then the main piece of the festival is 16 performing acts are going to be going on throughout the day. They've got musicians and dancers from all over the world, including folk dancers from Portuguese community, a Cape Verdean soloist, Mashpee Wampanoag native dancers, a Peruvian pan flute artist, and then dancers, Chinese dancers, East Indian, Irish, Egyptian, Persian, and even a Lower Cape Square Dance Club, because that's a very American form of culture. New this year is an immersion room that introduces kind of the sights and sounds of the Azores and Portugal. They've got another room that is filled with information about the Asian continent. Libraries are creating a children's story room, and there's going to be vendors with all kinds of crafts and artwork and an international cafe so people can sample food from all kinds of cultures. The whole event is free, and there's also going to be a free shuttle bus from the parking lots to the sites around the campus.
That sounds amazing. For theatergoers, the Chatham Drama Guild has a production that's encouraging audience participation. Tell us about this.
Yes, this sounds like fun. They do all kinds of theater at the different companies around the Cape, but they haven't done melodrama for a while, good old-fashioned, you know, villain, damsel in distress type melodrama. And that's what this is. It's called The Mumberly Inheritance. And there is, of course, a young heroine whose family home is in danger from this villain, of who comes complete with a cape and mustache. He wants to marry her and take over the estate. And part of the fun is that they're going to be encouraging people to boo and hiss the villain and cheer on the hero. And they're even selling popcorn that you can eat or you can throw at the stage. So that should be a good time. And you can introduce a new generation to what it was like to do those old melodramas.
A lot of events got rescheduled because of the blizzard. One of them, the Cape Cod Symphony Orchestra's soloist competition. This sounds great. Tell us about this.
This is now going to be held 1:30 to 3:30 Saturday at Barnstable High School. This is their version of shows like American Idol, that they've pared down some competitors to 7 semifinalists. And they've got some singers, some piano players, and some people playing other instruments. And they're going to do kind of an audition of sorts with the orchestra. And then the judges vote, the audience votes, and then there's going to be some online voters. Those will be narrowed down to 3 finalists. And then the ultimate winner is going to get to perform with the orchestra at their final classics concert in May.
And if you want to know what your neighbors might have looked like back in the 1800s, there's an art show in Sandwich you might check out.
It is at the Sandwich Glass Museum, and it's opening on Friday, but it's up through July, so you have some time to see it. It's called Portraits of Sandwich, Denizens of the Cape's Oldest Town, and they're using oil paintings, photography, and other artwork that they're borrowing from the Sandwich Historical Society. It shows people who lived in town in the 19th century. That was when it was home to the Boston and Sandwich Glass Company, so a lot of the artwork shows glass factory workers, but there's also local celebrities and war heroes and other people in town. You can just go see the exhibit for free as long as you pay the museum admission.
To find out more about all these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.